You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature. At 4:35, we'll be joined by former Ole Miss and New Orleans Saints quarterback John Forcade. We'll have John on to talk about Tyler Shuck. Also, a little bit about John went through some crazy stuff. We were in high school the same time, different places, but he was the most highly recruited football player in the state of Louisiana when he was a high school senior. So I'll let him tell a story about how they treated him at Notre Dame. You'd like that one. They all treated him real well. Notre Dame, maybe not quite as much. So we'll have John on to talk about Saints, what he's looked forward to, and certainly college football and what he's seen from some of the players in Sam Levitt, and also what will happen at Ole Miss with Trinidad Chambliss. Today's story was dominated basically by two big moves. Dante Moore, who would have probably ended up being the second overall pick in the NFL draft. And we have not seen this since Peyton Manning decided to stay another year at Tennessee. Dante Moore announced that he's going to return to Oregon for another season. Dante saw some starting time at UCLA. That's where he started. Our old boss here, Kevin Cassidy, man, he was a big UCLA Bruin fan. He'd always talk to me about Dante Moore, and he got some playing time there. That program was sort of dysfunctional. And then he transfers to Oregon. He had to sit for a year. That Gabriel Gillen was pretty good. Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
He was pretty doggone good. And then he got his chance this year. Was impressive, though you saw the ups and downs of a guy as a one-year starter, basically. And 70, almost 72% completion rate for a guy that's a first-year starter, that's pretty doggone good. Over 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, I think it was like 10 interceptions. He does have some movement skills. I wouldn't consider him a runner, but he can move around the pocket pretty well. And so he has decided to stay another year at Oregon, which is great for Oregon, great for college football, but boy, it does affect the top 10 players in the
yes.
draft, because as many quarterbacks that could go ahead of where the Saints would pick, you would like that. That won't happen now because one of them now is not going to be there. And this comes from SportTrack, who does a great job with numbers. If he would have been the second pick in the draft, it would have been either the Jets or a team trading up for. His projected numbers would have been 4 years, $52.5 million guaranteed, and a signing bonus of $34 million. I do know one thing. Phil Knight can cut him a pretty check. I'm not sure about that $34 million for a college player. So Charlie, it will affect the early picks in the draft. And this quarterback class goes from Mendoza and then farther down, way down in round one into the 20s, Ty Simpson from Alabama.
At the very worst. The worst case scenario for Dante Moore this year, Mike, he goes 3 to the Cardinals. All the top three teams need quarterback. The Raiders, the Jets, and Arizona. I was shocked with the decision, but, I mean, Dante Moore decides to return to school.
It's risky.
Because, like we just said, he was a lock, not just for the top five, Mike, for the top three. He would have gotten paid a gigantic rookie contract. I know that Phil Knight can cut that check, like he just said, but at the same time, you're turning down $35 million guaranteed to avoid the Jets. I get it. Like, to that extent, I kind of get it. Nobody really wants to go play for the Jets. They're a disaster. They're a nightmare with that owner. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. But here's another thing, Mike, that we have to put into, I guess, context here. Dante Moore's 20 years old. He's only started 20 games at the college level. I think he wants to stay in Oregon, get that big paycheck from Phil Knight, even though it's not going to be as big as it would be for his rookie contract, have another year of development, and maybe he's the 101 in 2027. Who knows? Who's to say that he doesn't have an awesome season with Oregon? He showed his talent. It was a little bit inconsistent throughout the year at Oregon this season, but another year of development, you know, under Coach Lanning and that Oregon Ducks system, he might be a stud next year, could potentially be in the running for Heisman, looking ahead to that stuff, and maybe he is the 101 in 2027. But
he
the
might.
Fact
might.
That is an unknown. The known is that he would have been a top three pick this year, and that's what makes the decision so unprecedented. I've never seen it, Mike. I know that you had mentioned it happened with Peyton Manning.
It happened with Peyton.
That was what, like 1998?
Yeah.
That was forever ago. In the 21st century, I have never seen a player that was a lock to go in the top three picks say, I'm going back to school. That just shows you where we are in college football right now, that these players are getting enough money guaranteed to return to school and turn down a contract like that in the NFL, Mike.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is you could say I'm going back for another year and I'll make good. Isn't that the spot that we heard Garrett Nussmeier talk about?
Bingo.
At LSU, same time last year. And then injuries and inconsistent play. And I think Nussmeier would have probably, in last year's draft, ended up being a late first-round pick. Not an early one, because we're talking about with Dante, he's going to be – he wasn't going to go one, but he was going to go either two or three.
Right.
Nussmeier would have probably went late in the first round. There was just not a lot there at that particular time. And so it's risky. I understand not having a lot of experience and trying to rough out some of the areas of your game, but it's risky both ways, to be honest with you. Had he come out, maybe got picked by the Jets, man, who the hell wants to play there?
Bingo.
But look, the money. That's involved with that. And you talk about $52 million that is now guaranteed. Guaranteed.
That's a lot of
on
money.
These contracts.
A lot of money to turn down. I get you're gambling, Mike. You're betting on yourself that you'll come back to school and have a monster year, like I said, is the best case scenario for him. And then in 2027, you'll be right in a similar spot, potentially even a better spot with the 101. But it's a shocking development. I think as soon as it was announced that Dylan Raiola had announced that he was going to Oregon, a lot of people kind of put it in the checkbook that Dante Moore was going to go to the draft and they would move on with Raiola in 2026 for the Oregon Ducks program. Well, Moore announces that he's instead going to return to school, and now Raiola's back on the market.
Goodbye.
And I think
Miami.
Coach Cristobal and the Miami Hurricanes, after the national championship game this upcoming Monday, will have their quarterback of the future, too.
Yeah, they went after Sam Levitt, tried to entice Ty Simpson not to go to the NFL and to play 1 year at Miami. That didn't work out. So big news there, certainly, with Dante Moore returning to Oregon for another season. And this is no shock. Harold Perkins Jr. Declared officially today he's going to be a team kind of positional guy. I've had so many people call me, what do you think about Harold Perkins Jr.? He'd have to fit in the right defensive scheme.
Yeah.
For him, I still think he'll end up being a top 75 pick in the draft, but it's the right fit for him. And I talk about it all the time, but it really fits the fit here with Harold Perkins Jr. on how you use him. My thing is, I know how he plays in the forward position. Reverse, he's not too good there. But in the forward position, get up the field, rush the quarterback, and he can run the field extremely well. Physically, got to get a little bit stronger, but you're not going to get him too much bigger than what he is.
It's so upsetting, Mike, because if he could just add some weight to him, you could put him on the line of scrimmage and have him be an edge rusher.
Charlie, he's not built like that.
He's not. He's not. He's too skinny, so he's going to have to be an off-ball linebacker at the NFL level. And it just feels like, yeah, he's got his limitations there. We saw it the past couple of years, Mike, when LSU was just able to cut him loose and say, go kill the quarterback. He was fantastic. He had some issues when he was asked to be an off-ball linebacker in the star position or whatever in Blake Baker's defense.
Too many things clicking in his head.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see it. There was a little confusion there. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of LSU Tigers, another quarterback. Monday, they had zero. Now, three. And we'll talk about the latest add to the LSU quarterback room, Hassan Longstreet. Big-time player in high school ranks, was at USC, now member of Lane Kiffin and the LSU Tigers. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And this is our time that we normally spend, and we'll spend a second segment in the 5 o'clock hour on LSU football and the transfer portal. And it's brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. LSU got, they started the week with zero quarterbacks. Now they got their third one in Hassan Longstreet. I know the people involved with Hassan and five-star recruit coming out of the California high school ranks. He threw for over 8,500 yards, 83 touchdowns in high school, signed on with USC. Saw a little bit of playing time this year, basically, though, redshirt season for him. But his ties there was coming out of high school. He was recruited by Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr. And watching him play, okay, they list him at 6 foot. I think he's somewhere between 5'11 and 6 foot. He's somewhere in that range.
Right.
He's not the tallest guy, but very accurate throwing the football. He's got a nice, quick, right over the top delivery. He moves around real well in the pocket. He's a bit of a bolter. and that I saw him at USC. If his number one guy was covered, man, I'm taking off running, and he would take off with it. And he's got some skills throwing off the run and also using his legs to run. So there's further development with his processing at the college level and also being able to decipher different defenses that you don't see at the high school level. But he is gifted, and he can sling it. Okay, the thought process here is if Sam Leavitt is healthy, he's your quarterback for 2026. Beyond is Husan Longstreet, because he's the guy I think that they'll try to get into that groove a little bit, have a little bit of playing time, and then he would be your guy for 2027. But sometimes the best plans don't really work out.
Right.
Charlie and I went to Manning Passing Academy. We had Cade Klubnik, the first guy, because he was right next to us and nobody around him from Clemson. And I remember you saying, where we go next? I say, you see the big guy?
Austin Simmons.
Austin Simmons from Ole Miss. That's who we go and get. He's going to be the quarterback at Ole Miss. We talked to Austin. Who's sitting next to him? Sam Leavitt. We catch him right afterwards. And he talked about, you know, I thought he was the best deep ball passer at Manning Passing Academy. From an accuracy standpoint, he talked about how he loved to throw the middle range and the deeper pass, had to work on the shorter stuff. When you watch Husan, he really excels in the short to intermediate part of the game. He does have the arm to throw the deeper one, but he likes to sort of cut you up. And, you know, he'll hit that 8 or 10-yard pass, then it's run after catch. 8 or 10-yard pass, run after catch. So you got two different style quarterbacks, but we had Austin last year and thought he was going to be the starter. Second game of the year, he gets hurt.
Yep.
And a kid from Ferris State walks in, and Trinidad Chambliss, end of story, and what he's able to do. And so there is some physical similarities between Longstreet and Chambliss in the way they play the game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. I think Leavitt technically still has 2 years of eligibility left. However, I think in the perfect world, 2026 and Lane Kiffin's offense, LSU and Leavitt are rolling. He has a great year. He goes to the 2027 draft. And then Longstreet is the guy. Longstreet has 4 years of eligibility remaining, Mike. He was a five-star, as you had mentioned, in the 2025 recruiting cycle. By the way, a four-star as far as the 247 transfer portal goes, rankings. And then he comes to LSU. He was the number six-ranked quarterback in the portal, which, by the way, Mike, now if you're looking at 247's transfer portal rankings, number one, LSU. They've landed 16 three-stars, 8 4-stars, and 1 5-star transfer in this cycle. They're not done, by the way. There's more transfers coming.
Who was that five-star again?
Yeah, exactly.
Longstreet.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a real fun kind of process watching Coach Kiffin build up this quarterback room after basically the entire first week was a big zero. And we're like, when is he going to find a quarterback? He's adding all these wide receivers. He adds 9 receivers. Who's going to be the QB of this team? Well, he gets Leavitt, and then he also adds Longstreet for kind of more long-term. So it's been a real interesting process. As you said, Leavitt should be the guy in 2026, but looking a little bit further down kind of the road, so to speak, Longstreet, 4 years of eligibility remaining, could be their guy. We already talked about the connection that was built in between him and Coach Kiffin. Charlie Weiss, you know, had recruited him out of high school from California, trying to bring him to Ole Miss, and now they get him locked down and bring him to Baton Rouge, Mike.
Second USC quarterback he's dealt with, former.
Jackson Dart.
You think about Jackson, where he started. And Jackson started as a freshman, 5 or 6 games for the Trojans, and then all of a sudden they brought in this young man by the name of Caleb Williams. End of story, man. I got to check out of here.
Yeah.
Because Lincoln Riley's not going to pick me over the guy he just brought in from Oklahoma and Caleb Williams. And so now makes it another situation. But I think, too, the sell here is look at what he did for the college career of Matt Corral.
Yep.
Look what he did for Jackson Dart and turned him into a first-round pick player. Look what happened this year with Trinidad Chambliss. Man, if I'm Charlie Weiss and Lane Kiffin, I'm selling that to that player. Look what we've been able to do with these three quarterbacks.
Well, in the era, Mike, where all these players, not just quarterbacks, but just players in the transfer portal are looking to move on to different programs to get on the field ASAP, I think it says a little bit of something that Longstreet trusts Coach Kiffin and Coach Weiss and that offensive staff to know that Sam Levitt's likely going to be the guy in 2026 and still decide to come to LSU as the potential long-term solution for the quarterback position. I think it definitely is a vote of confidence in what they've been able to do as far as quarterback development.
Another thing, too, is it's the dead period because there's been the coaching clinic, so there hasn't been any official visits for the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. That'll open up at the end of the week. Because of that 3-day coaches conference that they basically had, it's a dead spot. You can't go to LSU and go visit. I'm pretty sure as soon as that's over with, they'll have some big linemen because right now offensive line would be an area that they need to get some numbers at, quality, talent, and depth-wise along the offensive line. That was our LSU football report, and we'll have part two in the 5 o'clock hour. It was brought to you by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. You can keep up with all of Lane Kiffin's latest moves and breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back. Mo Pal, John Forque joins us right after this break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long. On our talk and text line, former Ole Miss and New Orleans Saints quarterback John Forque. John and I worked for a long time, tag team on television. And John, great to hear your voice again, bud.
Hey, Mike, anytime, my friend. It's great to hear yours as well.
John, before we get into Saints talk, I was telling the audience, and I told this to Charlie before we went on the air. Man, when you came out of high school, you were the man. Number one rated player in the state of Louisiana. Number one rated quarterback in the country. Everywhere you went, they treated you like gold. But one spot. Tell everybody the story about you going visit Notre Dame and Dan Devine.
Well, you know, I was recruited by Aaron Parsegian. And that's where I wanted to go because he was recruiting me since I was a sophomore. And so I'm like, great, man, I'm going to go visit. And he retires right at the end of the season. And I had already had my planned trip to go up there. And I'm like, you know what, I'm still going to go visit. Well, when I go up there, the new coach is Dan Devine. So I get in there, and the lady secretary brings me into his office. It's about, 8 feet of snow. It's below zero, and I've never been in it before. And I'm looking at myself going, man, what am I doing up here? And so I'm already there. I go sit in his office, and I'm waiting. I'm like, God, what's going on here? She pops in and said, well, he's on his way here. So he gets there. He sits at his desk. She brings in a bowl of cereal that, looks like a doggone, 55-gallon drum cut in half. He's sitting there, and I'm sitting on the couch, and he looks up at me. He goes, hey, man, don't be nervous. And I went, nervous? I said, man, I met Bear Bryant before. I'm not nervous. And I guess that didn't go over well with him. And, as the day went along, I went back to my hotel, and I said, man, get me out of here. So I was going the next day. I had enough of that. But that man was one arrogant son of a gun. You know that.
Hey, just like the movie – he is exactly like the guy that played the movie and Rudy involved. I tell people, okay, that's a bit of a trumped up story about Rudy and everything. Now, how it ended, that was true. But that was a bit of a trumped up story in a lot of ways. That's how movies are made. But the guy playing Dan Devine, he really was Dan Devine. He was as big a jerk in real life as they portrayed him in the movie.
You're right, because I met, remember Bob Crable, the linebacker?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Well, he and I were good friends. We've done a lot of things together when we were in college, and we came out the same year. Man, he told me how bad that guy was. He said, man, I couldn't believe it, but, he was a big Notre Dame guy, and he was going to stay up there anyhow. But, yeah, I met a bunch of other Notre Dame people that I was involved with. Matter of fact, the guy who was in my roommate with me was Vito Cobb. Went to Penn State,
yeah.
And he said the same thing when he came back to the room after he had his meeting. He said, man, this guy, I can't play for that guy. He was so into himself, and I'm sitting there, 30, 40 minutes in his office, and he's going to come in and tell me, oh, man, don't be afraid. I'm like, afraid? I met Bear Bryant. He'd soup off your head,
Well, at least he gave you cereal, At least he gave you that part.
He was slapping with the milk dripping down the side of his mouth, sucking up all that cereal. I'm like, this dude's a head coach in college football?
John, you got to see Tyler Shuck play a lot this year, and you understand how difficult it is for any quarterback to go from the college ranks into the NFL. Eli Manning played a little bit of a joke on Peyton, and he gave him this plaque with all the guys that intercepted Peyton as a rookie, still holds the record for most interceptions by a rookie quarterback in the NFL. Man, and watching Tyler, the Saints got the real McCoy here, but I want to hear your thoughts on Tyler Shuck and how you were able to see this play out with him not playing early on, kind of sitting and watching how the NFL is, and then certainly making an impact down the stretch.
Well, I think when the season began, the Saints really realized, look, we don't really know who we have at quarterback, but there's no way we're going to throw a rookie into the into position right off the bat. And that was smart. Rattler had played already a year before. Granted, he hadn't won any games, but he got playing experience. And I believe that, Mickey got together with Moore, Coach Moore, and said, listen, when you think it's time is right to play, Chuck, let's do that. We had no rush to it. And the best thing the kid did was to sit around, not to learn from Rattler, because that's not somebody, that you're going to learn off of. You're going to learn from watching the game, picking up stuff on the sideline. Now, if you had David Carr or anybody like that, or Drew Brees ahead of you, it's easy to learn from that kind of a position. But when you got nobody really that's been a professional NFL quarterback for years, then you got to learn from the game. And I think he stood around and learned, understood things, got to the sidelines when he wasn't, you know, playing, and got the coaches' ears and the assistant coaches and a quarterback coach and even the head coach. And when he got to practice, the best thing that ever happened to him in the New Orleans Saints, they wasn't going to play this year to try to win. Now, they won ball games, great, Mike. But they were just going, hey, we're going to jockey for positions, try to win some games, see where our draft pick comes. Then they found out that this kid can play. And now we know we just got to surround him with the right players.
John, when you look at this football team, they need spots. I think you got to go in veteran free agent. You've spent enough early round picks on offensive linemen. I'm not saying later on you wouldn't pick one, but I think you get you a couple of veteran offensive linemen, especially interior guys at the guard, because you got your tackle spots settled. And just hopefully Eric McCoy can have a season where he's not hurt. But come draft time, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I would love to get another edge rusher, but you need to surround Tyler with better skilled people that can make him look better, and he's going to get him the football. But they really need help at running back, wide receiver, tight end.
You got to get a running back. You know, now, if the kid from Notre Dame falls in your lap, you better snatch him. But if he doesn't fall in your lap, don't go crazy. They got a bunch of wide receivers. But you're right. They need a wide receiver. They definitely need a healthy tight end. And, you know, you can go from that with the running back as well. So those three guys are important to Shuck because that's who he can get the ball to. If it ain't the tight end, it's the running back. If it's not the wide receiver, it's the tight end. So those guys are very important for your offense. And the way football is nowadays, you need tight ends that can run out of the field, catch footballs. You got to have healthy receivers. And not little guys. You got to have big ones. Now the NFL is going to big, strong receivers. But you got to have a running back that can play along with other running backs. So you got three running backs on your roster. One's your stud. Go with that. But then you're right. They got to flip over to the defensive side of the ball, Mike, and probably get another pass rusher, possibly a couple of linebackers. And then you got to look at a couple spots in the secondary. But they got to fine-tune all the major issues for Shuck on the offensive side of the ball.
Child, when you look at the playoffs, and Charlie and I went through this the last 2 years, talking about all the tight ends that were coming out of college and the impact all of them made. Last year, two tight ends going round one. And, man, how about that Colston Loveland dude with the Bears? He can play. So can Tyler Warren. Now, he was on a team that faded down the stretch because of the quarterback play. But we're seeing more and more use of the tight end, and a lot of them look like kind of pumped-up receivers. They're like 6'6", they're 235, 240 pounds. Okay, you can't miss them. And you don't have to throw a perfect pass, and they can go out and catch it. In the Rams this year with Sean McVay, he went and he changed his offense when he had some injuries to the receivers. He went to 13 personnel, three tight ends. And I think that's an area – I'm not talking about maybe in round one, but in the second, third, fourth round, that you got to look at to try to upgrade that tight end area where you're seeing it all over the NFL today.
There's no doubt, Mike. I was about to say that in the last comments I made. You know, hey, go get two tight ends. Don't just get one. If you can get two, that's a plus for you because they have struggled the last 3 years keeping them healthy and getting better production out of the tight ends. And look, when Drew Brees was here, Drew had tight ends to throw to. You know, it was Jeremy. Then he had, you know, the big kid from Miami that came in and played, Graham. So when you get some tight ends that can run, catch the football, they ain't like the old days with Hobie Brenners and John Tice. Those were more blocking tight ends, and they might catch a 3 or 4 yard pass and get you, you know, 6 yards. But these guys, nowadays, tight ends are like rabbits, man. They jackrabbits can run all over the place. Hey, they can go down the field 15, 20, 30 yards and catch deep balls. So that's a plus to help a quarterback. That is a perfect safety valve. I hate to say the word safety valve because that's when you're definitely in trouble. You got to find your tight ends. But in this case, tight ends in some plays could be the main guy you go to first.
John, I know, you know, being an Ole Miss guy, you had the connections with Lane Kiffin there. And your thoughts, okay. Wherever Lane has left, it's been messy. And I suspect when he leaves LSU, it won't be a clean deal there. But your thoughts on what Lane Kiffin brings to the table for the LSU football team?
Well, the thing I liked that when he was at Ole Miss, listen, people are going to say things about him. You know, he was at Alabama. He had his issues with Nick Saban and some off-the-field issues. But he left there. He went to FAU. You didn't hear nothing bad about him. He brought that program up, got him in a couple of bowl games. They did very well there. Then he left there. He goes to Ole Miss. Never heard a bad thing about him at Ole Miss until the last week of the season this past year before he decided he was going to leave. So that's a plus there. The guy never gets you in trouble off the field. That's an issue there that some other schools and some other head coaches will get into. He's changed his lifestyle. Now, offensively, you're not going to find a better coach in the country that can do things offensively. And he improved this year instead of going and getting stupid fourth and, you know, three on your own 28-yard line or stuff like that. He downgraded that little fourth and go for it so much and back up. But he's learned from that. He's got to let his defense do some things. And he knows he's got a good defensive coach here at LSU, and they're going to get players on the defensive side of the football. Now he can let those guys, like he did in my in Ole Miss this year, with Pete. Let Pete take over the defense. I know Pete didn't have all the studs and players. LSU does and can get those guys. That's going to help out with, you know, with Baker as a guy. Offensively, that's what the LSU Tigers have not had in years with an offensive coordinator slash head coach who can demand, you know, his presence being known that he's going to work magic with the quarterbacks. He's going to do some things offensively. So that's the plus that he has going for him. He doesn't go, you know, he's a workaholic when it comes to the game. And that I know when I was, you know, times I spent up at Oxford and hearing people telling me. So they got a good guy there now. I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years or 4 years or what the deal down the road. But like you said, I'm sure when he breaks away from LSU, crap's going to hit the fan. But, hey, right now they got a good job, a good head coaching job there with him. And the thing is, Mike, he's starting to get now some players through the portal that's going to help. Now, last year they were talking about, oh, we spent all this money on portal players. Well, obviously the money they spent on portal players, if they'd have wore glasses, they would have saw some of these cats couldn't play. But I think with Lane Kiffin, he proved it last 2 years at Ole Miss when he jumped into the portal and picked up some players.
John, I tell this to LSU fans that tell me, oh, when Lane leaves, watch what happens to Ole Miss. My thing is, if Trinidad Chambliss gets a ruling in his favor and he's allowed to play and they got Kawan Lacy, Ole Miss ain't going nowhere. Ole Miss ain't going anywhere. Not with, hey, if you can bring those two guys back.
Yes, Mike, I totally agree with that. And they're bringing in some transfer portal players as of lately that we heard that they're bringing some players there. So, yeah, Ole Miss will be in the thorn of LSU the next few years. You can bet on that.
Man, that ticket for LSU Ole Miss is going to be pricey, John. Just telling you.
Yeah, he will be.
John, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always great to have you on.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All righty. Former Ole Miss star quarterback, Saints quarterback, John Forcade. Great to have John on with us here on Sports Talk. We'll be back after this break and finish it up on our number one of Sports Talk. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. I want to thank John Forcade for joining us today and talk to him about Tyler Shuck, his recruiting coming out of high school, and what he thinks of Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.